Hello again, I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It's time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature audio from the vast collection. Good day to you, Doug.
Thanks, Alan.
One of the signature industries in Kentucky has long been the bourbon industry. And of course, recently we got an economic report that showed just how important the bourbon industry is. But you all have been on a project for quite some time charting the history of this industry in Kentucky.
The Kentucky Bourbon Tales Oral History Project has been a partnership that we created with the Kentucky Distillers Association to use oral history to document various aspects of the bourbon industry, interview master distillers, interview some of the corporate individuals, interview really the key players to really making bourbon what it is today.
And we have some audio from a master distiller who's been around now for 60 years.
Jimmy Russell is from Lawrenceburg, Kentucky, which has had many distilleries over the years. But he started work at the Wild Turkey Distillery in 1954 and has held various positions in the company as he's moved up to the role of master distiller. This particular interview really stands out, providing a perspective on how the bourbon industry has changed over time. In this particular clip, he talks about his early career.
Well, I started out, was supposed to be in quality control. Back in that day and time, you went and got the samples. You went and run analysis on them, the grains and everything. Before the day was over with, you might be up in that back end of that truck with a shovel, shoving it out. You know, nowadays, quality control, you got to go get the samples and take to them, and they do all the analysis. But in my day and time, you've done a little bit of everything.
We're talking about master distiller Jimmy Russell, and Doug, I imagine there are quite a number of things that are revealed in this interview.
Each interview really tried to get a personal history, but also get the individuals to reflect on how the industry has changed over time. And so Jimmy Russell had a lot to say about how the bourbon business has changed.
Well, basically, back when I started, you know, all bourbons basically was bottled at 100 proof, bottled and bond. You didn't have these low proof back yet. It is mostly a Southern gentleman's drink. They got off of work in the afternoon, went to their favorite bars. They got their cigars. They got their bourbon. They went to the back room and played cards. And that's, in the beginning, that's the way most of it. Nowadays, you know, it's a worldwide drink. And the ladies, it's really become big in the bourbon business. You have the Women's Bourbon Society, ladies all over the United States now, and even getting out all over the world. Everybody's into bourbon now.
In each oral history interview, we tried to talk about the process and what goes into making a good bourbon.
You got to have good water, you got to have good grain, you got to have good yeast, and then your formula, percentage of corn, rye, and barley malt, and the percentage of distillation, how you distill, low proof or higher proofs. You know, we come under the federal law, everybody has to comply with the federal law. 51% corn distilled under 160 proof, putting a new charred oak barrel at 125 proof or less. You can't say one's more important than the other, but if you don't have good water, if you don't have good grain, if you don't have good yeast, each one of them plays a very important factor. Even the barrels plays a very important factor in making good bourbon.
Okay, Doug, so you've done all of these interviews. What is next with this project?
We've done 30 interviews. There's going to be many more to do. We've done most of the larger distilleries, but we need to do some of the smaller ones now. We've launched the project website, nunncenter.org/bourbon, where you can watch all of these clips, over 150 clips about the bourbon industry. We're about to complete work on a documentary that's going to run on KET the week of December 15th.
Doug Boyd, Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History, has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me.